Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. You know, I was going to blog about that article, The Power of Storytelling Structure. But that sentence just got me on a rant. And I'm going to continue that rant with these ways to change or influence the buyer's comparison. First up, change what they need. Seriously, this is the easiest thing. It doesn't look easy because so many buyers come in strong about what they need. And with good reason. Many of them have researched options before checking us out. But here's the deal. Buyers know what they need based upon what they believe they can get. When they discover that they can get something different, and usually it's an add-on at no additional cost, boom! They just change their minds. This right here is why we hear, well, we've gone in a different direction. This means somebody changed the game and we didn't get to respond. Which is why we have to go beyond what folks say they need and introduce what we think they need. And that goes something like this. Well, in order to do, enter their outcome here, then you also need blah, blah, blah. Which, by the way, is something you do best. See how that works? Now others have to provide that same thing or they don't look as good. Second up, add or downplay a criteria. Now many buyers have a picture in their head, but again, it's not always based on reality. You want the criteria to be based upon what you're the best at, not what everyone else can provide. This is where cautionary tales come in. If you tell a client's story where they made a common mistake that everybody else makes and what happens next, then the buyer is influenced to prevent this mistake. They will adapt the criteria accordingly. Now I'm going to make up an example here. Let's say you have an inside service staff. You don't outsource customer service. Buyers may believe that's a good thing, but they don't viscerally understand the impact. That's when a client story about someone waiting too long for service can be told. And what happens when they have to wait that long? What did the out-of-service equipment cost them? Your message here? Don't let this happen to you. Now look, there are many tools to influence a buyer's comparisons. Examples, stories, analogies. Many of us are so focused on showing that we meet the buyer's expectations that we don't think about how to influence the needs or the criteria. Being the front runner is sometimes as easy as stacking the deck in our favor. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.